Good morning, Chelveston, Caldecott and Chelston Rise. It's Sunday the 7th of June, and this is Adrian Dale with the Daily Podcast. At the Parish Council meeting tomorrow evening, there'll be a debate on a proposal to wind down the Parish Council COVID-19 emergency response. This is an important discussion, and I want all residents to have the opportunity to give an opinion. I'll make my opinions clear as I work through the details. Point 1. The Parish Council requisitioned the Village Hall for use as a command and reception centre. This was necessary in case the village became overwhelmed with infected households. Fortunately, it wasn't overwhelmed, and the hall wasn't needed. So now, we've got to decide what to do. I can see no reason why the Village Hall can't be stood down and returned to the trustees so that they can prepare for reopening. But what do you think? Point 2. We've got an emergency coordinator, that's me folks, and a small group of volunteers currently supporting households who are shielding. This involves some shopping and the collection of medication. Some of the volunteers are doing their work informally, supporting neighbours. Others are working to my direction. When requests come in, I give them a call. 6 households are currently receiving support. In my view, we cannot abandon these households, but we should discuss options with each household individually to ensure that they can still get what they need safely. Once satisfactory arrangements are in place, it's my view that we can stand down the coordinator and the volunteers, ideally by the end of June. Point 3. I currently produce a daily podcast and a daily newsletter. This work takes at least 3 hours every day. The podcasts and newsletters are still read by over half of the households in the village, and even more widely than that. However, as time goes on, more households will be returning to normality. Daily communications are probably no longer needed. Even the government has wound down part of its provision, no longer briefing at the weekend. My view is that the podcasts and the newsletters could easily end on Sunday, the 14th of June. That's next Sunday. Point 4. The Chelveston PC WhatsApp group has been a useful vehicle for communicating in real time with over 130 people during the emergency. We've reached households that would never previously have engaged with any other parish forum. Its original aim was to coordinate requests for help and offers from volunteers. But it's delivered so much more. It's now evolved into a much more general community forum. However, there is now no formal parish council control, and not even a parish council administrator. So the question is, what should happen to the group? It cannot continue in its present form, as it was an emergency provision set up without the usual controls that a parish council would need to have in place as a public body. To administer this group, I hold the contact details of over 130 people on my personal phone. These details really do need to be deleted, as they were provided to me solely for the purpose of coordinating the emergency. And my view is that a community forum is still proving useful, but it needs more than one person administering it, and it cannot be council-led. So on the 14th of June, people need to be given the option to leave this group. The name and logo need to be changed, and volunteers need to step forward to run it. Otherwise, it should close. Point 5. The COVID-19 website that is hosted by the council should be reconfigured to become an archive of our emergency. The Northamptonshire Records Office will be notified of its existence as they've been recording life under lockdown in the county. I think this is a good idea. So there you have it. From the 15th of June, the emergency provision will gradually be wound down with the aim of me standing down completely by the 1st of July as all loose ends are tied up. But this is your emergency as much as the Parish Council's emergency. Let's hear your views, particularly on the future of the WhatsApp group. Let me know by email, by phone or WhatsApp, either privately or on the group. Or mail the Parish Council. Thank you.